Yerushalmi Kelaim corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Ayin Dalad. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed and Madalef at the Mishnah. The Madalef are Geffen al Mikvath Apifiyoiz, Le Yovi Zera al Tachas Hamoisa, Vim Hevi Le Kiddush, Vim Hoylech Hachadash Osa, Vechene Madale al Mikvath Ilan Swag. If one hangs a vine over part of an Apifiyoiz, which is a lattice work that supports a trellis, he should not introduce another seed under the rest of it. If he did, it does not prohibit. If new vine branches grew, they're prohibited. The same applies if one hangs vine branches over part of a thrak, which is a non-fruit-bearing tree. Hamadalef ha-gefen ha-mikfas ilon, ma'achol, mutal ha-vizor al-tachas ha-moisa, v'mhoylech ha-chodash, yach-virenu. If one hangs vine branches over part of a fruit-bearing tree, one may introduce another seed under the rest of it. If new vine branches grew over the rest of the tree, he must turn it back. Master Shahadach Rubshur et Salabi Shmal Mikva Aziz, Heru Geffen Jaya Mudla al Mikvas Teina Amalei Ma Ani La Vizera al Tachas Amoisa Amalei Mutta, Vereu Misham Lebeth Maginaya, Heru Geffen Jaya Mudla al Mikvas Akoira Besidan Shashikma, Uvaikois Harbe Amalei Tachas Akoira Azu Osa Vashar Mutta. Rabbi Yeshua once went to Rabbi Shmuel of Kfar Aziz. He showed Rabbi Yeshua a vine that was hanging over part of a fig tree and asked him, "May I bring another seed under the rest of it?" Rabbi Yeshua permitted it. He then took him to Beth Maginaya and showed him a vine that was hanging over part of a beam that was from a sycamore trunk which had many beams. Rabbi Yeshua told him, "Under this beam is prohibited, under the rest is permitted." Ezu ilan thrak, kol she'eino oise peiros, what is considered a thrak tree, a tree that does not bear fruit. Rabbi Meir Omer Hakol, Ilan, Thrak, Chutz, Min HaZayis, Min HaTa'ina, Rav Meir says, no, all trees are considered Thrak except for olive and fig trees. Rav Yossi, Omer, Kol She'ein Kamoyu, Noitin, Sadosh, Shleimos, Hareze, Ilan, Thrak. Rav Yossi says that any tree the whole fields aren't planted with is considered a Thrak tree. And the Gemara says, Chizki, Omer, Mishloshe, Vad, Abor, Hi, Masnisa, Pachas, Mishloshe, Ke, Sosum, Mishloshe, Vad, Abor, Mashlim, Abor, Nachasulo. Chizki says that the Mishnah's first case was when there were between 3 and 4 trochim spaces between the poles of the lattice. Less than 3 is considered closed up. Between 3 and 4, the vines will eventually spread there. Spaces of more than 4 are fine, since the vine branches will dip downwards rather than continuing spreading across the lattice. Ad Heichan, the Gemara asks, how far must one distance from the vine before planting in order not to prohibit the apifero? Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, b'shem Rabbi Shimon and Lakish, ad Dalad Amos. Rabbi Yaakov Idi, Rabbi Idi, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, says it's 4 Amos. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chinana, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, ad Chesh Amos, and Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Chinana, quoting Rabbi Shimon Lakish, says no, it's 6 Amos. Amr Mana, Azlis, le Kisoin, v'shamis, Rabbi Hoshea, bar Shimi, b'shem Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar, im hayushtei pifiyos muta. Rabbi Mana says, when I went to Kisun and heard from Rabbi Hoshea, bar Shimi, he said from Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar, that if there were 2 apifiyos within 4 Amos, it's permitted to plant under the second one. Chinna says a b'risa disagrees with Rabbi Hoshea. If the way of the vine is for it to spread further, then one may not plant even under the second apifero. V'tani kein Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer im hayadarkoi lepaseya ben pifro lepifro kepifro echadu. And now a similar b'risa says from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that if its way is to grow from one apifero to the other, it's like one apifero. Ma bein ilan sak, ma bein ilan machal. What's the difference between a thrak, which is a non-fruit-bearing tree, where if one spread a vine over part of it, the rest of its lattice area may not be planted, and a fruit-bearing tree, where the rest of its lattice area may be planted? Adam mevatal ilan thrak al gabi gafnoi, ve'ein adam mevatal ilan ma'achol al gabi gafnoi. The Gemara answers that since a thrak is not an important tree, a person negates it to the vine, but he does not do so with a fruit-bearing tree. Taman taninan kol chamasos thurois tahirois chut mishar avim, Rabbi Meir Omer, Thor Hashar Tahiros, Thor Oilam Tameos, Rabbi Omer, Kol Hamasos Thuros Tahiros. We have a Mishnah in Masechet Kilayim that says that all leather bottles that became perforated and the hole was closed up by knotting cannot receive Tumah since the knot is not secure, except the leather bottles of Arabs who are able to knot it securely. Rabbi Meir says that if there's a temporary knot, they cannot receive Tumah. If there's a permanent knot, they can. Rabbi Yossi says that all tied leather bottles cannot receive Tumah. Istanitani Machlef, Rabbi Yaakov, Acha, B'Shem, Rabbi Yasa, B'Masnisen. Some say that these two opinions of Meir and Rabbi Yossi must be switched around, but Rabbi Yaakov, Acha, citing Rabbi Yasa, confirmed the current text of the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yudan, Simona de Kelim, Kilayim, Lechein Ma Ben Thor, Oilam, Ma Ben Thor, Shah. Rabbi Yudan says that our Mishnah in Kilayim supports the current text of the Mishnah in Kelim, As a mayor holds that a person negates his thrak to the vine, so too a person negates the knot to be part of the leather bottle, making the bottle capable of receiving tumor. Otherwise, if you would switch the opinions, according to mayor, what's the difference between whether the knot is permanent or is temporary? And the answer of the Bei Rabbi Yonah is that for a permanent knot, the leather must be cut in a certain way, but until that point, the bottle isn't a kli. For a temporary knot, the leather doesn't require cutting, so it's already a kli as soon as it's tied.